Blog Talk Radio.
And it takes us all sweet time. We are alive, y'all. But any minute now.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Hello. This is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paige Roberts Show. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hold me down, please.
And welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. It is Wednesday, May 29th, 2019, coming to the end of May. Let's do announcements. Sunday, that's like not this weekend, but the next weekend at Vegas Studio here in Athens, Georgia. Chrissy Isbell, Nashville recording artist, will be with us. She is one of Frank Green's singer-songwriters. So we are excited to have her in studio. It's going to be awesome. Tickets are on sale as we speak. I have included the show link. I have included the ticket link in the event page out there on the Paige Roberts Show on Facebook. So they are going, and they are $10. I'm hoping that that is... whatever comes out of ticket sales goes right to the artist. So, yeah. So we hope there's only 40 seats, y'all. So, yeah, better grab them while they last. I know it's getting closer to that time for that. So, but, and July, let's see, July the 7th, I have a local singer-songwriter, Josie DeMarco, who will be at Vegas Studio with me. And August the 4th, that's going to be a great, but all of these are great shows. Hunter Flanagan will also be a Vegas Studio interview. So, yeah, be checking out the Paige Roberts Show out on Facebook. That's where I have been trying to do my events with y'all. Y'all know how Facebook is, and I don't know. It's been hard for me to do anything over there in the form of, promoting music. So if you're a singer-songwriter or into any type of promoting, I don't know if you're having the same problem too. I think everybody is, but yeah. I had a great time talking to Rick Byers. I think he was our last interview on here. That was Tuesday. So yeah, and I've added 2 more new singer-songwriters to my label. So woohoo, that's good too. Our guest call line number is 646-668-8941. But if you want to come on and do an interview with me, get a hold of Ruth Allen Finley out there on Facebook. She is my manager. She does a great job. We appreciate you, Ruth, for all you do. We don't get paid, but it's all good. We like what we do and on all ends. So, yeah. Let's see. I can't think of anything else. So I guess without further ado, let's bring on my featured artist for tonight, Rob O'Mara. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thanks for having me, Paige. It's great to be here. Thank you for playing Hold Me Down. That's a blast to hear on the air.
You're welcome, and that's part of your new EP that you have out as well.
Well, actually, it's the latest single I'm going to put out. The EP,
okay.
Americana. Yeah. Sorry.
No, go ahead. You're good.
Oh, yeah. You know, Americana has 3 other tunes altogether. So we're just putting out as a single, Hold Me Down.
Well, you know, that seems to be the route that most singer-songwriters are going nowadays. Especially in the indie artist world out there, it's kind of hard to put together the album. I mean, I know it's very costly.
Oh, it is. It is. But it's a labor of love, you know?
Yes, it is. So, but I know my radio is echoing tonight. I don't know if that, you don't have yours on in the background, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Not at all.
Y'all, I have been trying to get moved to my other network. This network I'm on has been getting more ridiculous by the minute. But anyway. You don't hear that, though, do you? Do you hear
it? No, I don't. I wouldn't mind hearing
good.
More of you. That's okay.
Okay, well, good. Maybe it's just on my end. But anyway, yeah, it's just been a lot of things going on over here with this network, and I am very dissatisfied. But anyway.
I'm sorry to hear
it. Ross, you know, sometimes we have to change around, and so I found another. We're probably going with Spreaker. I'm already over there. I just gotta do it. So, like I said, it's
but
all
here
good.
We are. Thank God.
Yes, sir. Here we are. We are here, and we appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. That's out there tuning in. Never know who's out there listening, but we appreciate it nonetheless. Well, Rob, why don't we start off? What I usually do is get my featured artists to tell our listeners about themselves, and you can go back however far you like and work your way up into your music. And you have a lot of things on your side, so I'm going to hand it over to you and let you talk.
Oh, wow, no pressure. Well, hey, everybody, my name is Rob O'Mara. As you well know, I'll read a little from my bio, if I may. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. That's quite all right.
As in, I will actually read the bio, if that's all right. I'll do it.
That's fine.
Okay, so I'll be speaking about myself in the third person, so forgive me. Here we go. So Rob O'Mara was born to the cold winter of 1965 in Jersey City, New Jersey. The eldest of six siblings, he was raised on 60s and 70s AM pop radio and some fierce blue-collar love. At the age of 12, he stumbled upon a bass guitar in the local music store and was thunderstruck. Money was tight, but somehow Rob's dad managed to purchase that guitar for him as a Christmas gift. Immediately, I was compelled to learn every song and every album I could lay my hands on. By the age of 14, I was playing biker bars, clubs, and any other gig I could land. Since the age of 13, I had been writing my own songs and was eager to perform them. I was able to convince my band at the time to do some of my originals, and we did. And boy, the fire was lit for becoming a songwriter. There was no going back for me anyway. And we actually got signed by a local small New Jersey record label, and so that was fun. But since 2008, I have recorded, released my own CD, Songs from the Rafters, with producer Joe Curaz. Also put out some singles with producer Tom Joya from Visionary Music Group, and just been having a real good time. I've written for, like I said, bands. I did some film and TV work, working for Visionary Music Group. We already spoke about Americana is out on all digital platforms, if anybody would like to Spotify or Amazon, iTunes, whatever the young kids are doing today.
Right.
It's all there for you. Yeah. And that first song you played, if I may, the World Songwriting Award for Best Modern Country Song was bestowed upon Hold Me Down. And also very happy, I heard Tammany Dove in the beginning with the commercial for the International Singer-Songwriters Association's award show. And
yeah.
I'm happy to say I'm up for Male Single of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year. So it's going to be very exciting. So I'll actually be down your way August 3rd.
Oh. Wow, that's not that far away.
I'm sorry? Yes.
That's not that far away, Rob.
No, it isn't. I got to lose a lot of weight. No.
Oh, now.
Just joking.
I know. I am hoping to be at that award show. We'll have to see. I know I'm outside of Atlanta, but that's going to be an awesome show. If you're not a part of International Singer-Songwriters Association, and that's what that stands for, ISA, ISA.
Yeah.
Their song award show will be August the 3rd, Saturday. So Yeah, just a great group of people over there helping support each other. And yeah, we were nominated for radio station here, but we didn't get in there. But that was my first time doing that, so maybe next year.
Okay. Congratulations. No, that's a great start. My goodness, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. But now as far as writing and recording goes, Rob, what's on your list for all those good things?
Oh, boy. Well, right now I have a nice writing project going with producer Tom Joy at Visionary Music Group for four other artists right now. Was speaking about another one or two. And I get to work with Tom Hammer, who's also amazing songwriter, works with Cyndi Lauper. And so I'm in good company with those fellas. And with Tom especially, I'm going to be writing in the next few days and weeks, really, and starting to release some of these artist tunes that we have written and Tom has produced. So that's what's coming up right now. And like I said, the award show and everything. So it's a great time, really, having a blast.
Awesome. Yeah, we've had quite a few singer-songwriters. In fact, tomorrow is Amanda Marie. So she is another.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So she has been nominated as well for a couple of categories, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my fellow nominees with ISA. You know, it really feels like family there, and I'm just so happy for everyone, really. I feel like I won already, you know, and if I get to meet anybody, you know, come on over, say hi, and all that good stuff. I'm sorry to, if I've interrupted you.
No, sir. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool, you know. That's what I was saying, just a great bunch of people over there supporting each other and their music and writing and producing and promoting and radio and whatever it is that you do, right?
Yeah, we're having a good time doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I haven't seen any of us squabbling yet, have you, Rob?
I'm sorry, what was that last one?
I said, I haven't seen any of us over there squabbling over there or anything
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Why would anybody?
No, right?
You know.
That's right.
Sure. Everybody wants to bring the medicine, all the love, you know? So that's what it's all about.
And that is. Well, why don't you talk about your EP Americana, talk about maybe the genre of it, and well, I guess it speaks for itself. But,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the name is the genre. Right, real clever I was. I went real deep for that title of the album.
Well, and
well,
talk about how. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I might have some little static here. I might have to switch out my earpiece in a bit. But anyway, Americana. Well, you know, it's funny. Do you know that TV show Gold Rush?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, so I love Gold Rush. I'll watch reruns of reruns the whole way through. So I'm watching Gold Rush, and I was, you know, having this internal dialogue. I said, man, I want to do that. I just want to go dig in the earth and pull out some riches, you know, just want to prospect. And then that little voice in your head just said, well, with each breath, all of us prospect for gold, no matter what we do and however gold is defined to you, you know. And I was like, wow, boy, and that just kind of grew into this Americana EP, you know. Here, every breath, we're all in it together, and hey, we're all digging for gold, or, you know, however defined, like I said. So it's a song to me about America, the people, the land, the spirit, and, you know, as well as the genre. So that whole song is about prospecting, you know, whether you're prospecting for love, for money, for, you know, gold or land, or just some freedom, just to travel. Whatever that is for you, that's what it's all about.
Awesome. Well, I have some more of your songs. Why don't we play Twisted? Do you want to talk about that song?
Oh, yeah, Twisted. Okay, yeah, sure, I will. This was given to me by, the music was given to me, rather, I believe, in the mid to late 90s from a friend at the time, Vic Gaspar. He wrote the music. We lived within like blocks of each other around this park. So when I heard the music, it was funny. I had this image of this park that I always hung at. It was called Mosquito Park. Maybe like a one big block square. And it just, I kept getting snippets of images every time I heard this music from my time in the park, because I lived close by and that's where all the kids went. We played ball and all this stuff. And but it kept bringing me back to a particular day where it was summer, and I went with my glove and my ball, you know, looking to play, but everybody was on vacation and such. So I'm kind of with no one to play ball with, which is cool because I, you know, I'm a big fan of people watching and world watching. So I sat in that park all day and just watched what I call the parks enlisted, those enlisted into the park. So the song is loosely about that, but it's also about, you know, the sense of isolation. So it's a bittersweet song, but I love this song. So if you play it, I love you.
Awesome. Yes, well, let's play it and hold on to the line, Rob, and we'll come right back.
All right, I'm listening. Thank you.
All right.
Time's up, time to roll. Light up the breakfast bowl with smell amongst the parts and listen. Quicksand, time to dance, swallowed by your circumstances. If there's a ball missing, you want a miracle. I thought so linear. This world is miracle and I'm twisted. So twisted. Noontime I'm in a hole. Look to save my blackened soul. I'm hanging by a string. Down the dying day. Before you go, why don't you stay? Mull amongst the parts and live there. You want a miracle? Our thoughts are linear. This world is miracle and I'm twisted.
Listening to the Steve Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio for now. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941. Let's give a shout out to my good Betty Phil friend. He's host of the, I know he changed his name, Paul. I'm so used to saying the Black Dog Country Indie Radio Show, I think it's what he calls it now. But anyway, yeah, let's give a shout out to Pat Callahan as well. They are loyal listeners out there, so we appreciate everybody who's out there listening in. And I think Sandy Ballas, I think, usually listens in too. We have just a great group of people out there on my Facebook page who is very supportive of the Paige Roberts Show. And like I said, we do appreciate it. I have taken my circle and just changed it around, and, you know, I don't know. I appreciate everybody, and I know just about everybody out there, and I talk to just about everybody out there that's on my Facebook page. So, yeah, we appreciate it. Tonight I'm talking to singer-songwriter Rob O'Hara. You have any shout-outs you want to give out, Rob?
Oh, sure. You know, I'd like to give a shout-out to the International Singer-Songwriters Association, Tammany Dove, and everybody over there, La Familia, just everybody. I mean, all the radio stations, Music Mafia Radio, your show, Paige Roberts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just so excited, you know, to be doing this. This is what I love to do and love to talk about. So just a shout out to Tom Joy over at Visionary Music Group, Joe Curaz over at Ren Media Publishing, and boy, if I remember somebody, I'll just blurt it out.
And that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
We are sure to get somebody, I know.
Yeah. But who knows? I might have family from, like I said, Adairsville, Georgia, listening now. I'd like to send a lot of love to them and all of my Facebook friends and my family, my brother Brian, anybody on the line listening or calling in, whatever. Just a lot of love to everybody. Hope everybody's safe. We're getting tornadoes all over the place, even up northeast.
Wow.
Here.
Yeah. I heard that on the news, but that's wild.
Yeah, it's
a lot.
It's something.
Up that way. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Let's give a shout out to John Frost's lead vocal for Homegrown Bluegrass Boys out there. Like I said, we never know who's tuned in to the Paige Roberts Show, but we appreciate it. And I want to give one other shout-out to Chops International. That's Chops. He is a U.S. Marine, so we support our troops out there. And we have singer-songwriters. Yep, we have singer-songwriters who are in service and things like that, so we support them 100%, right?
That's great, of course. Thank you for your service, sir. I mean, I know you had electric mud on also, right? Didn't you, like, last week or something?
Well, that didn't turn out so good. Somehow we got
sorry about that.
Up.
Moving right along.
Well, you know, that's the thing, Rob. I know Ruth spends a lot of time out there putting together her end of things on the things she does, like getting y'all's MP3s together and putting together your bios and doing the confirmation emails. And, you know, that's all we expect out of anyone. It's just to confirm back to her that everything is A-okay and all is a go. So most of the time it's work, but then sometimes it doesn't. So.
Right. Oh, well, yeah. You never know what the day will bring, right? You don't know what the tide will bring.
That's true, too. Now, are you singing or playing at any of the venues around New Jersey? Do you have any kind of...
No, I laid off that. Actually, I just do... Right now, I'm concentrated on the writing for the last 4 years because I've been working, like I said, with Joe Curaz on some film and... Tom Joy over at Visionary Music Group on writing for artists. So I've really concentrated on writing. I have some couple of other exciting co-writes coming up with some ISA members that I totally respect. And so I'm excited for that. Right now, I wanted to get my health together, you know, get into the writing because that is my A number one. But performing is definitely something I'm looking to do regularly again. And I'm looking forward to playing the after party at, the ISA award show this year. We'll have an after party at which I'll play. So I'm really excited for that.
Awesome. Yeah, and see, you know, in that group of people over there at ISA, there's great prospect. There you go. Right? Pun intended here.
Oh,
if you will. for collaborations or like-minded people, if you will.
Just a great world. It's like worldwide now, the organization. It's really amazing. And, you know, the indie community should, you know, really just come together. I think we're pretty much, as a community, the indie community dwarfs somehow.
Right.
I was reading, you know, a lot of the royalties being paid to the big guys. So it's vital to stay together. It's vital to get along with each other, write with each other, learn from each other, teach, whatever it is, you know, to be a community. So, and that's what I see here. So that's why I'm here.
Hey, yeah. Watch your backs. There are a lot of scams out there nowadays. I won't go into big details or names, but they are out there. Just I would say don't sign anything over Rob unless you look at the ins and outs of your contract, and you must get an entertainment lawyer. I do believe I would. It would be in my best
interest. That's great advice. I was saying that was great advice you just gave to anybody, to get a lawyer or you know, even like the Songwriters Guild of America, you could join that. And they will review applications for you. At least they used to, and I believe they still would if you're a member. So, that's what's great about the digital world today. You could be your own publisher. You know, it's just finding the placement. And that's where, you know, everybody's going to be running through a few doors, you know.
I mean, if somebody comes up to you, Rob, and tells you to sign over your music or your songs that you've written, what are you going to do?
Well, I guess it's dollar to donuts, you know, or dollars to biscuits and gravy down there in Georgia, right? But how much money? Yeah, you know, how much money do you want to take my rights away? I mean, that's the question, and it depends on the deal. You can outright sell a song, and that's okay.
And don't buy into this pay to play, y'all. That's one of your biggest things out there. So getting your song heard on the radio, right?
That's right. That's right. That's what I believe.
So,
I think a good song will find its way. I really wish. You know, I don't want to sound like a teacher or anything. I'm not. But everybody's just got to concentrate on the craft, I feel. You know, if you concentrate on the craft, a good song can take you places. And so you stick to the ABCs and XYZ will come, you know.
That's right. Well, why don't we play another song? Do we want to play My Love for You, Rob?
Oh, that's great.
That?
Yeah, I would love that.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell us about that song?
Oh, well, yeah. I co-wrote that with Tom Gioia. In fact, I had the verse pieces written. I had met this special lady who was my girlfriend at the time, and I wrote this proclamation of love, this poem, this little dirge. That kind of sounds familiar, you know, when you hear it. But so I had this in my head burning like a coal in my brain all these years, and got together with Tom, and then Americana came, you know, that idea. And I said, I really want to do this song, but I don't have a chorus. And Tommy wrote this nice bit of music, and the song was complete. And the recording session for this, to hear the background vocals, that's LaJuan Carter. Forgive me for being slow on this, but Audrey Martels and Martel and Jose Liu and Tom Hammer played on it. Tom Gioia played all over. And it was just great session, just a lot of fun. And it took me like near 40 years to finish this song and to hear it and to think about everything that's transpired since and those sessions. It's just it's a blessing.
Awesome. Well, let's play this and hold on the line and we'll come right back.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Tuesday came with a smile and a raincoat, wrecked on this motorboat of my love for you. Pisces moon, your light, cut by the barbed wire, saved by the bonfire of my love for you. In the white chapel, talking my love for you.
Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941. Tonight I'm talking to singer-songwriter Rob O'Mara, who has a new, kind of new out there, three-song EP, Americana, that's out there on all digital platforms. So if you would like to purchase or listen to the EP. Tell us where they can find you at, Rob.
Oh, boy, anyway. Oh, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. I'm pretty much everywhere. Deezer. I forget them all. You know, I'm a simple man. I just don't remember all of them. But truly all of them.
Now, are you on Facebook,
thank you for that.
Rob? You're welcome.
Oh, I am on Facebook. Friend me. Please, I need friends.
Right. Yes, we do. Yeah. Well, we always talk about friends, Rob, and I know numbers. Well, I take that back. Numbers mean everything.
I'm finding that out, but, you know, not the hard way, but I'm finding that out. And I'd hate to make a Facebook friend a number, though. But
well,
I know
not
what you
just
mean.
Friends. You're making friends, but you're off hopefully making fans and friends and somebody who will support you with your music. So,
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's all good. It's just great to be here, just to be promoting and talking music. It's just a gift. Thank you so much again.
Oh, you're welcome. And like we said, International Singer-Songwriters Association is holding their award ceremony for August the 3rd. If you weren't here in the very beginning of this broadcast, we are trying to switch over to Spreaker.com, so eventually I have got to figure it out. But we were switching over to another radio network, but it just hasn't worked out, so I don't know. That's all I'm saying, right? But go by day by day, and whatever works, works. And, yeah, we'll be out there either way it goes.
That's great.
Like I said, tomorrow night we are talking to Amanda Marie, singer-songwriter, and she, again, is out of International Singer Songwriters Association. So I think Tammy Renee is too. Like I said, we've had quite a few people on here recently through that group. So yeah, we appreciate everybody out there who is in support of all indie artists.
Really, all the work everybody does, listening to to MP3s and all that, you folks do a lot of work. I'm very thankful for that. I probably gushed all over the email how thankful I was to you folks for reviewing my stuff. So I know it's a lot of work. Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, when we get moved, Rob, I like to hold on to y'all's MP3s. Wherever I move to, I don't have a radio show where I play just MP3s, right? But there may come a time in the near future where I do put a show together like that. So, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, I wish you the best. Really do.
Thank you. And when we move over to Spreaker.com, you know, like I said, I hope it'll be better than over here. I have been with Blog Talk Radio now since, I know, before 2015, maybe. So,
oh, I see.
We've been here a while. It was good in the beginning, but it is what it is. But I know
we only have
technology. Right.
We have to live with it, unfortunately, or fortunately. I don't know anymore. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad.
Well, I have just been trying to find my place in the world out there, I guess, wherever we move to. Like I said, we'll see. I don't know.
That's exciting.
It kind of gets frustrating.
Good.
It is. It gets frustrating sometimes, but my thing is, we keep on keeping on, Rob.
What other choice do we have, you know?
That's
gotta
right.
Do it. It's all good.
That's my saying, too. It's all good. And keep on keeping on doing what you do.
Keep on.
Yeah, it gets hard.
Right.
It gets hard. It gets tiring. It gets, you know, where we want to quit. I know I've been out there several times on my, what would it be? Not really a pity party, but it does come down to not wanting to do things.
right. We all get there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's my party and I cry if I want to, right?
I want. That's right, famous lyric.
That's it. But not all the time, y'all. But it is hard work, even down to promoting, down to doing your own songs, and it can be done, but you gotta want it.
You do. That's what I look at. Everybody doing exactly what they want to do. You know, people could judge, X amount of records sold or whatever. But you know, that's not it. When somebody tells me, "Hey, this song, you know, changed me. It helped me with this breakup. It helped my friend, you know, transition into passing, you know, that which has happened. This helped me, this saved my life. You know, I've heard these things, and that's really what it's all about. You know, you got to bring some medicine with you. You got to share something with the listener. So that's the goal.
Do you use your Facebook Live, Rob?
I don't. I am horribly. I'm about as close to Fred Flintstone as any man probably in terms of technology. I'm terrible with it. I'm awkward with the social media, I have to admit. I've always just wrote songs, went out, recorded them, played them, and that's it. It's an odd thing with me. It's sort of like someone has acne. I have songwriting, and I don't mean to put down acne, of course. So.
Right, because you have done acting, and you have done writing songs and too for TV and film, right?
Yes, I have. I've been lucky with that. We had a nice TV about first responders, the bravest, it was called, about firemen. It was sort of Cops, but for firemen. And it was Hearst Entertainment Television distributed it. And it was on like a lot of major stations for a while there. Right. You know what? It first aired, now that I think about it, 9/11, there in 2001. And I remember the first episode. It was about a company of firemen, I believe in Brooklyn. It was called Brooklyn Brownstone. And I believe all those fellows on that first show that aired had perished in 9/11. So God bless them,
Yes, that is. Let's see what song I have left for you. I have Sleepy Town.
Sleepy Town. We got to go traveling. Let's go traveling.
All right. Now, have we done the Prospector song yet?
Oh, that's the one about traveling. Forgive me. I lost myself with that emotional moment there. So, yeah, let's do Prospectors. We got to take a little trip around America. You feel like going?
I do.
All right.
I don't know. We have somebody on the line. I don't know. We only have a few minutes left. But
whatever you want to do.
Let's see. Let's take this caller first, and then we'll go out with your last two songs, and then we'll let you talk about this song. Let's see who
Sounds
this
good.
Is. 770 area code, you're on the line. What you got for us?
Hey, Paige, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. I don't know if I can hang with that southern accent, but I am a Georgia resident, originally from Jersey City, New Jersey.
All right.
I know your guest very, very well.
That's my cousin Paul. God bless you, Paul.
Okay.
How are you?
And I got to tell you that I invested myself in Rob many, many, many years ago. I wish I could have hung with him. He's a fantastic and talented artist. There's not much more I can say other than that, but maybe we should take that trip around America.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
And, Paul beat me to the punch because I wanted to, I'm going to say it anyway, just thank you, to the family. But let's just, like Paul said, if you would, Paige, we'll go on a little trip.
All right. Well, let's see. What was the other song I had? Sleepy Town. That's both of them. Do you want to talk about that song too, Rob?
Well, yes. Well, I'll tell you this. Sleepy Town is the craziest song ever because I was on my way to do chores with my wife in the yard. And all of a sudden, I had the top line, the melody and the lyric, just like a data dump into my head. I had to turn around, run to the computer and capture it all. And then had to figure out the music afterwards. And when I had this, I was just, oh my God, was I pleased. But this song to me is a true gift from God. And also, it's all about being out on the road and longing to go back home to that love of your life. And then you just keep doing it over and over again, because that's how music is. So that's it. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I know we're down to like 6 minutes left, so we're going to play the last two songs that we have from you, Rob. I want to thank you again for coming on tonight and talking to me, and thank you, Paul, for calling in.
Thank you, Paul. Absolutely. Love you. All your help, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, God bless. Keep up the good work.
Awesome.
Love you, cuz. Take care.
And we will be back here tomorrow night with singer-songwriter Amanda Marie, who is also ISA. That's International Singer-Songwriter Association. And again, Rob, yeah, thank you for calling in tonight and talking to us about your music.
Thank you for having me, and love to all out there. I hope you enjoyed the music. Really do.
I like it. So we'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same place, or maybe not, with Amanda Marie. So let's go out with these last two songs. Thank you all again. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
I'm all alone with dusty chrome on this road to Texas. The sunbeams on a polished dream, shiny like a Lexus. And through the wind turns subtle spins before the doubt it gets us. Girl, I'm tired, but can't pull over now. Car and parked it. The lid is off, the afternoon, some say the day is ending, but I hear the moon's whispered croon, feel the love it's sending. I think of you in my rear view when the road is bending. Girl, I'm tired. The shade, the light parade, your heart's got me squinting. Don't be afraid, should you wake at the morning's hinting. Cause our love it goes, cross the road as the gears are shifting. Girl, I'm tired. The road is rising, spirit.
Kinsey, and you're listening to the Page Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.